It was the first World Cup race of the year, and it was a 15-kilometer classic race. And I was on my last lap. The big downhill where I crashed is about a kilometer and a half from the stadium. So I was 13 and a half kilometers into the race. I wasn't skiing great, but skiing middle of the pack, it would have been a good place to start the season from. But the corner that I crashed on is known to be a little, it's known to be challenging. It's a really fast, steep hill that goes into a blind right-hand corner. I just kind of lost control on the ice and went kind of through the powder and couldn't regain control and ended up going into the fence that was lining the edge of the course. And my right ski hit the fence and snapped in half, and that leg is fine. But my left ski hit the fence and went right through it, and it caught in the fence while I kept sliding, and my leg got torqued, which is how I ended up breaking my fibula and tearing some of the ligaments that connect the fibula to the tibia.
After you crashed and were taken to the clinic, you actually ended up getting on a plane back to the United States, correct?
I did. That all happened, again, extremely quickly. Just 4 days after the crash, I went in for surgery. That went really well. In addition to putting a plate and two screws in the broken bone, he put in a synthetic ligament. They call it a tightrope, between the fibula and the tibia. And that all went really smoothly. And then I've been doing physical therapy 5 days a week, and I've got about four or five training options open to me at the moment. And recovery is going really, really smoothly. Dr. Clanton is very excited. My physical therapist thinks I'm doing really well. And I think I'm on track to be ready for the World Championships in February.
And any idea when you might be able to get back on the snow?
If things continue to go perfectly, we're hoping for mid-January for a return to snow. And that'll probably start with just double pull technique on flat ground, just upper body, with my legs just stay static, and it'll progress from there. But that's the best case scenario.
And I mean, Noah, do these kinds of crashes happen, you know, in cross country ski racing, or is this kind of rare?
It's not a place I like to be breaking new ground, but there are not a lot of people who are breaking bones in cross-country ski races. You know, that's, we leave that up to the alpiners and the free skiers more. But I've injured myself before. I've sustained a couple of shoulder injuries, but those have come from roller skiing, which I think is kind of known to be more dangerous. That's what we use for training in the summer. On snow crashes, because the snow is generally pretty soft and we're not going nearly as fast as the alpiners and not nearly as high in the air as the free skiers, I haven't heard of anybody who's done something like this, at least not at a professional level.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about those broken bones, you're right, with all those other snow sports, but cross-country skiing, not as much.
Yeah, I hate to be leading the way in it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've got a pretty positive attitude.
Yeah, as far as timing, to have this happen the year after the Olympics, 4 years until the next Olympics, to have it happen at the first race of the season where I've got a good chance of being back for the championships, to have it happen where I could get back and work with one of the best doctors in the country. I mean, there's so many good things going on, and there's so many things that could be worse, and it's an opportunity for me to be home for Christmas with my family and to spend some time with my girlfriend in Colorado, in Breckenridge. And I'm not too bummed. I'm still feeling motivated. I'm still feeling really excited for the return to snow and the return to racing, and very optimistic about still being able to take a step forward this season, and especially in seasons to come, and be ready for the World Championships this year, the World Cup next year, and then of course the Olympics in 3.5 years.
Well, Noah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.